December.
All right. I've got a number of listeners wondering if alternative information is getting through to you, like the PCR test. Are you aware of the problems of the PCR test?
Yes. I read the New York Times report in September, I believe it was, which concluded, I think they thought that 90% of the PCR tests, which they assessed with scientific experts, were below the threshold of being infectious. So yeah, I have read about that.
And so
I've raised this with the chief medical officer, and we're following the standard protocols in terms of PCR. I've raised that. Ultimately, it's up to our medical experts to determine what the protocols are for testing.
Okay, as I understand it, even Dr. Fauci has said that if you go above 33 amplification
right.
cycles, you're going to risk having dead viral particles picked up as well as live viruses. And as I understand it, Alberta's set at 35. So it seems like the sensitivity of the test is going to be engineering the same problem that was written about in the New York Times.
And that may be the case. The reality is that I'm going to follow scientific expert advice when it comes to things like this. I'm not qualified to determine the optimal protocol for our testing regime. I do think it is good that Alberta has led the country on testing. We have consistently had highest per capita levels of testing. I know that some people claim, well, that leads to false positives and feeds into so-called COVID hysteria. The reality is that testing is one of the most important tools we can have to identify problematic cases and to limit the spread.
Why doesn't AHS or Dr. Dina Hinshaw have a treatment protocol for frontline doctors? If the goal is to keep people at home and care for them at home, I've read it. It basically says drink fluids, sleep, take Tylenol if you can tolerate it, and let's hope you don't have to go to hospital. There are other treatment protocols elsewhere to deal with the issue of respiratory restriction and also deal with the issue of blood clotting, and yet it doesn't seem like there has really been any direction to doctors. Why not?
Of course, doctors get direction, and they their college shares best practices with them. I'm not quite sure what you're asking me to provide in terms of additional information. I think our physicians know how to take care of their own health.
Well, I guess the issue is like vitamin D. In the UK, they have just delivered a course of vitamin D to those who are most at risk because they found that 80% of patients who turned up in ICU in Spain were deficient in vitamin D. But we don't have any direction on that.
Right.
There are also two protocols that I've seen, one from the East Virginia Medical School and another from a different medical school that talk about doing pulse oximeters so that you can monitor oxygen and also giving steroids in the event you've got respiratory problems, and then also dealing in the issue of having anti-blood clotting agents in the event you start ending up with that problem. None of that exists in the direction of doctors. They're very frustrated about it because they mention it to me that they can't get approval to prescribe anything to their patients. And I'm just wondering, if we're trying to keep people out of hospital, that would seem to be a pretty obvious place to start.
Well, Danielle, nothing's preventing a doctor from prescribing, quote unquote, to a patient, recommending to a patient non-pharmaceutical products like vitamin D, for example, which are over the counter. And I'm sure many doctors have read those studies and are doing so. I've asked the chief medical officer for advice on that, whether we should follow the example of the United Kingdom and other jurisdictions who are providing. For wider distribution of vitamin D, for example. But those are all clinical matters, and I'm going to leave those to the clinicians and to the healthcare experts.
I guess I'm worried that the information isn't getting through to decision makers. Have you followed any of the studies on ivermectin, for instance?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
But I will tell you, I think in your general question, I spend a lot of my time on the weekends reading pretty widely on COVID developments and research, which is why I'm familiar, for example, with your questions about PCR, the studies on vitamin D, and many, many other related issues.
Okay, let me take a pause. We will get to some calls when we return. Stay with us on Chorus Radio.